Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name's Alexa. Who am I speaking with today?
Hi, Alexa. I have a transfer for you. Her name is Rikita. You have her information. I just sent it. Rikita, R-I-K-E-T-A, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Okay, perfect.
You want her phone number, or are you good?
I see 470-406-3439.
Yes, ma'am. That's
okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Harris, I'm transferring you now. You're in good hands.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hi, Ms. Harris. My name's Alexa.
Hello.
I'm speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to your Depo Provera claim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
It's for myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do apologize if these questions are repetitive. We just have to ask them for clarification.
Okay.
I'll try to make this as quick as possible, though, okay?
Okay.
Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry for everything you've endured. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was of the brain. You said was I diagnosed from the time that I took the Depo? I just want to make sure I'm correct.
Okay, so what it is
within
is, you had to have taken Depo Provera for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed.
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, okay. And, thank you for clarifying. I appreciate that. That way we're on the same page. That's
mm-hmm.
perfect. Please, and then also, some of these questions are worded a little weird, so I apologize for that. If you have any questions, please don't feel, please feel free to stop me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, when was your date of diagnosis for your meningioma?
It was August 27th, 2022.
Okay. I have August 27th, 2022.
Correct.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
It is August 25th, 1992.
Oh, no. You found out so close to your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Devastating. Yeah.
Okay. So for your birthday, I have 8/25/1992.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
The name brand?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
The one that was prescribed.
Okay.
By doctor.
Okay. So there are three different injectables. I'm going to read them. Please let me know which one sounds correct, or if you've used multiple. So there's the Depo Provera, there's Depo Sub-Q Provera, and then there's the generic, and I'm definitely going to mispronounce this, it's generic medrexoprogesterone exetate. Do any of those sound, which one resonates with you? To the best of your knowledge.
That injection, if I'm not mistaken.
So which one?
I can't remember the exact name. It was the injection one.
Okay.
It wasn't the one that...
Okay. So the medroxyprogesterone exetate, does that sound correct? Or does just Depo Provera sound more correct?
Trying to remember, I know it was Depo Provera,
okay.
But it was the injection. I can't get the name right now.
Okay, that's okay, because right Depo-Provera is the name of it. So if that sounds the best, that's most likely the one that you got. Okay? They wouldn't tell you that it was Depo-Provera if it was the generic. They would tell you it was a generic version of it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay, perfect. So you don't think that you've ever used a generic one for a minimum of 1 year as well, correct?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1992 through the present date?
You said that I used from the year of what?
January 1992 through present date, any year between now and then.
Yes, I did.
Okay. I was going to figure that would be yes since you were born in 1992. I was like, there's no way you could have taken
yes,
it before.
I
know.
Right.
It's so weird. Like I said, the way they word some of these questions and the way I have to ask them, it makes it a little difficult. But we'll go through this together, okay? Okay. So do you know when your usage start date was?
I started in May 2017.
Okay, I have May 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when did you stop with the injectables?
I stopped using it in August of 2022.
Okay.
I took it for 5 years.
Okay. All right, so I have usage start date as May 2017, and I have usage stop date as August 2022.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. Are you, or what is your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then I have your first name as R-I-K-E-T-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have your last name as H-A-R-R-I-S. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Do you have a middle initial?
Yes. It's S.
S as in Sam?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I have your email as your first name, last name at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So it's R-I-K-E-T-A-H-A-R-R-I-S at yahoo.com?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, this number that we're speaking on, this 470-406-3439, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Correct.
Okay, is it a mobile or a home phone number?
Mobile.
Okay. Would you prefer the attorneys to reach out through phone, text, or email first when contacting you?
They can reach me through email,
or
phone. It doesn't matter.
Okay. What is the best time of day?
Noon.
Noon? Okay, so afternoon. Okay. What is your home address?
It's 2900 Athena, A-T-H-E-N-A, Lane, apartment 27F as in Frank, Lithonia, Georgia,
30038.
30038. Correct.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read that back to you because I think the system, sometimes Google picks up the wrong address, so I just want to make sure I have it correct. It's pulling as Stonecrest. Is that correct? Or should I change it?
It can do Stonecrest. They changed it, so I guess it could do Stonecrest, but I go by Lifestone, yeah.
Okay, so did they change it to Stonecrest, or did they change it to the one that you're saying?
They changed it to Stonecrest.
Okay.
But either one, they go by the same.
Okay, okay.
I would rather like the Lifestone here, though.
Okay, so how do I spell that?
It's L as in Larry, I as in Ice, T as in Tom, H as in Harry, O as in octopus, N as in nanny, I as in ice, A as in apple.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct, okay? I have L as in Larry, I as in ice, T as in Tom, H as in Henry, O as in octopus, N as in Nancy, I as in igloo, A as in apple.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm going to read that full address back to you to make sure I have it all correct. Okay. Bear with me. Let me copy it. Okay. 2900 Athena Lane, apartment 27, S as in Frank, and that's in Lithonia, Georgia, 30038.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Was Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
It was, when you say administer, you mean prescribe?
Who gave you the injection?
A doctor.
A doctor, okay. Okay. How many times were you injected with the product?
It was like 21 times, one injection every 3 months.
Okay. Okay. What is the name of the doctor that administered the Depo Provera?
Dr. Tyrone Malone.
Okay. Dr. Tyrone Malone, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is he in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's see. I apologize. Did you say Malloy, not Malone?
Malloy, yes.
Okay, I apologize. Sometimes over the phone it's hard to hear. Okay, so I have Dr. Tyrone Malloy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
What was the name of the facility where Depo Provera was administered?
At Emory Decatur Hospital.
Okay, bear with me. I'm trying to find it. Okay, I may be spelling it incorrectly. I can't find it. Can you spell that hospital for me, please?
E-M-O-R-Y, Decatur, D-E-C-A-T-U-R, and then hospital.
Okay. Okay, I think I found it. I was totally spelling that miscorrectly. I'm so sorry. Okay. So I have Emory Decatur Hospital. I have the address as 2701 North Decatur Road. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CAT scan, an MRI, both, or other?
Yes, a CAT scan. Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, a CAT scan, MRI.
Okay, both.
And a biopsy.
Okay. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
The one who diagnosed me?
Correct.
That's what you said, right? Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, yes.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I can't hardly hear.
Okay. I can speak louder, too. Can you hear me better now?
A little.
Okay, let's see if I can turn my mic up. Okay, how about now?
Maybe my phone be going out over here sometime.
Okay. I promise we're almost done. I just have a few more questions, and then I'll send you the documents. What was the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me? Okay, here. Let me try.
Hold on 1 second. Let me go in a better location.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hold on. Phone is messing up. Let me go in a better location.
Okay. Sorry. No, you're okay.
I walk down here, down this way, because this building doesn't have. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, yeah, take your time.
Can you hear me a little better?
Oh, yes, way better. Can you hear me better?
Okay, can you repeat? Yes, can you repeat?
Of course. What was the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Oh, Dr. Cindy Grinney Harris.
Okay. You said Grinney Harris?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, bear with me. And was he or she in Georgia as well?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I found a Gina Harris. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. G-R-E-E-N-E.
Oh, G-R-E-E-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I was spelling it miscorrectly. Okay. Sandy Green Harris?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay. And where were you diagnosed? What facility?
At Emory.
Okay. Okay, bear with me. Okay. And was Dr. Sandy Green Harris your neosurgeon or neurosurgeon?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. What type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
You mean after the surgery?
Okay, so you received surgery?
I received surgery, yes.
Okay. Did you have to take any medication?
What do you mean? You mean like
any pain medication after surgery, anything like that?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay. And who was your treating doctor?
Who did the surgery?
Correct.
Doctor, the same doctor.
Okay. Perfect. I was going to ask that, but I can't ask it that way. I have to have you tell me. So I promise I caught on to that one. And you said she was your neurosurgeon. It's just the way that they have us ask. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And it was at the same facility, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, who was your doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera? Was it the... Dr. Tyrone Malloy?
Who prescribed it to me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's who, yes, because that's who prescribed it, yes.
Okay. Okay, and you received the shots at the Emory Decatur Hospital?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay. What pharmacy do you go to pick up any medication?
The pharmacy that I went to, I can't hardly remember. Let me see.
Okay.
Oh, man, I can't remember the exact name, but I know I have it.
Okay. And it's okay if you can't remember the one that you went to. Your current pharmacy would suffice.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, go ahead.
The current one that I normally go to is the CVS in North Decatur.
CVS in North Decatur, okay. Okay, so there's a few on North Decatur. I'm going to read a couple of the addresses. It looks like there's three, so tell me which one sounds familiar. I know all CVS keep the same records, but let's try to get the one that you go to. 2738 North Decatur Road. Does that sound right?
That's the one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
Okay, bear with me. Okay. Were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes, after the surgery.
Okay. What dates were you hospitalized?
Well, I went in to do the surgery around August 29th.
Okay.
And then I was there for 7 days, for 7 to 8 days.
Okay. Okay, so you were there August 29th, 2022 to about September, let's see, 7 days would be about September 5th or 6th. Does that sound correct?
Yes, it was like 7 or 8 days after that.
Okay, I'll put 6th, but they'll be able to see with your medical records. This is just to the best of your knowledge. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you want me to take down any medical notes for the attorneys?
Medical no. I mean,
okay.
That doesn't matter.
Okay. If there's anything that you think of, you can always update your file, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes, I do. I took a look.
Okay. If they need you to provide the medical records, would you provide them by mail or electronically?
Electronically.
Electronically? Okay. Okay.
Electronically.
Okay. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Well, I'm really the only one right now, so I guess can you just use my number?
Okay. Do you want me to put NA for the emergency contact?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
My social?
Yes.
It's 253. Do I have to give my social out?
So if you feel more comfortable, we can do the last four.
Okay, 2943.
Okay. All right. I have 2943.
Mhm.
Okay. All right. Now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. So I will be sending you DocuSign documents. First, I'm just going to verify the important bits of information that copy over to the documents. That way we don't have to rebuild them and have you re-sign them. So I'm just going to quickly go through everything we just went over. And if there's anything I need to change, please stop me, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So you said you didn't already get an attorney, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You said I didn't get.
Correct. You did not get an attorney.
No.
Okay. And this claim is for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year.
Correct.
Okay. The meningioma was located on your brain, and your date of diagnosis was 8/27/2022.
Right.
Okay. Your date of birth is 8/25/1992.
Right.
Okay. You said you, to the best of your knowledge, you use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You used it for at least 1 year, and within that 1 year, you've had at least 4 injections prior to a diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You started using Depo-Provera 5/2017, and you stopped using Depo-Provera 8/2022.
Correct.
Okay. You spell your name R-I-K-E-T-A.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Middle initial is S as in Sam.
Correct.
And last name is Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Yes.
Okay. I have your emails, first and last name, at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. Your address is 2900 Athena Lane, apartment 27F, as in Frank, in Lithonia, Georgia, 30038.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. This phone number that we're speaking on is your mobile phone number, and it's 470-406-3439.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's see. You said your Depo-Provera was administered by a doctor, Dr. Tyrone Malloy, at Emory Decatur Hospital.
All right.
Okay. You received the injection at least 21 times within that 5 years?
Correct.
Okay. And your method of diagnosis was a CAT scan and MRI and biopsy, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Your diagnosing doctor was Dr. Sandy Green Harris at Emory Decatur Hospital as well, and she was your neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay. She also did your treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And then the doctor who prescribed you was Dr. Tyrone Malloy?
Yes.
Okay. And you pick up medication at CVS on 2738 North Decatur Road?
Yes, correct.
Okay. You were hospitalized for meningioma from 8/29/2022 to 9/6/2022?
Yes, correct.
Okay. You have a copy of your medical records, and if needed to provide them, you would provide them electronically?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we never ask for or to call anyone, but if you also know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera, please give them my number, okay? I'll be texting it to you. That way you have it with any questions.
Okay, great.
Okay. Okay. All right, so bear with me. I'm getting these documents all set up. I'm just making sure everything copied over correctly.
Okay.
Okay, bear with me. I'm almost done checking it. All right. So I just hit send. So within the next few seconds, you're going to get a text and an email from Alexa Knox at Mass Tort Strategies. Let me know when you receive it.
Yes, I receive.
Okay. So go ahead and open that link. And then you'll see a little yellow box with a start button. When you go ahead and click that start button, it will show you the documents. Go ahead and take a look and make sure everything is correct. And then let me know if you have any questions or need any help, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
Do the apartment number have to be on there?
So apartment number never shows up on the documents, but it does. I double checked and it is on the form. So I don't know why it does that. It's so silly. But yes, I see 27F on my end. But thank you. Thank you for, you're the first person that's ever caught that. That's really funny. Wow. good eye. You have a good eye.
Chicken documents. Awesome. Okay, so it's completed.
Okay. All right, I just received them on my end. Let me make sure it went through. Okay, perfect. All right, so I do want to say thank you for your time. My heart goes out for you for everything that you've experienced, and I admire your strength through such a difficult time. I am sorry for re-asking these questions and you know, kind of opening some old wounds, but let's get your voice heard in this lawsuit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm going to text you so that you have my contact information. If you don't hear from the attorneys within 72 hours, give me a call and I'll transfer you straight to them, okay?
Okay.
You'll receive either a call or a text from an 800 numbers, from an 800 number, and that will be them. If they don't reach you, they will leave a voicemail, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't. Thank you for your time.
Okay. You're very welcome. You have a blessed day and happy holidays.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.